Hello, Joey.
Hello, Mark.
Episode
50.
Yeah. We made it, man.
We made it.
Episode 50.
Episode 50 is here. This is the Remnants.
Yes.
We went through a lot of stuff today.
It's a shout-out episode. We shout out our supporters, our friends, people doing cool things in the city. We blew off the most enormous confetti cannons and money could buy.
Easily the biggest that we've seen so far.
Yep. We got balloons.
Yep. If you've noticed.
We got balloons in case you missed that. We're wearing our beautiful top hats.
Bow ties.
Just a classy affair.
And drinking some
tall boys.
Tall boys.
And to find out what's inside of these tall boys, tune in.
Welcome to the Toronto Livings Podcast, a conversation about all things Toronto with a focus on real estate, the culture, and of course, the food.
I'm Mark Savelle.
And I'm Joey Virgilio.
And we're realtors with Sage Real Estate working together as a Toronto Livings team with a focus on helping you buy better, sell higher, and of course, having a little bit of fun along the way.
We are live.
Episode 50. Who would have thought?
I don't know, man. This is crazy.
We made it to 50. Our goal was 100. Yep. Still is.
Yep.
And we're halfway there.
Yeah.
So we're celebrating.
This is my favorite addition to this background.
What, the hat and bow ties aren't enough for you anymore? Yeah. Look at you all fancy. This doesn't even surprise you anymore. We had to do something special, and so I invested $11 in balloons. I recycled our old episode 5 hats. These
are episode 5 hats.
5 or 10?
Something was the first video episode.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you remember which one that was?
No.
How good is your Toronto Livings Real Estate Podcast Show trivia?
Oh, it's not great.
Same.
Once we edit and put it out there, it's...
Out of my head. Yeah. God, I'm in the same boat. Well, for episode 50, it's a milestone. We're going to obviously take it very light and airy in this one.
Yeah.
We're calling it the shout-out episode.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a shout-out episode. Today, we're going to get into some information for you.
A little bit of meat and potatoes.
It's a little bit of meat and potatoes. But most of this is just going to be celebrating and shouting out a lot of people that have like helped us and just have been a part of our, and just cool things going on in Toronto in general.
Absolutely. Just a thank you to everyone who's kind of helped us and supported us get here, as well as some of the cool places that we've explored and found along the way. I feel like you cannot take this seriously.
Whenever I nod to you, I'm realizing the hat is pushing forward.
I'm with you on that. This is also your cue to check us out on YouTube or Spotify, where it's also recorded in video.
Yeah. Yeah. Take a look at these big 50 numbers behind us here.
They're beautiful.
The mystery numbers.
Oh.
For those who are not tuned in on video yet.
I think we've said 50 multiple 100%. Times. 100%. They're aware we're on episode 50. What are you going to do with these after?
Oh, they got to live for like as long as until they hit the ground.
How long? Yeah, that was my question. I could pull a prank on someone. I could put in a friend with a high ceilings house. Yeah. Do you think it'll last like a week or longer?
I have no clue.
We'll find out.
We're going to find out.
Tune in episode 75.
Beautiful. I'm gonna switch this out because I'm gonna keep us making sure that we can actually release this episode.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. So if you're listening on audio, Joey has removed his beautiful top hat.
Keeping the bow tie though.
We got classy bow ties.
We're still formal in
in
this hizzy.
Well, I mean, should we start off with a bang or should we just kind of get into news you can use?
Oh, maybe we should hit news. Maybe we should do this on the transition.
All right, I'm cool with that.
Okay. All right.
All right. It's been a busy week.
Yeah, it has been.
A lot of things happening.
Okay, so this is the segment where we're going to get into like actual information. So if you're listening, this is like the real information.
This is where we get serious for like 5 minutes. Yeah. Do you want me to start?
Yeah, you can kick it off. You can kick it off.
Well, we're pulling a truck.
Yeah.
May 15th.
That's right.
You did the inaugural truck pulling.
Truck pull. We got silver.
Got the last silver, time With the Sage crew.
Yeah.
Which I'm not happy with. I wasn't happy with silver. I had a meeting. I couldn't participate in that. I don't think I'm going to be the reason why we get gold, but we're getting gold this year.
Oh, I'm so in. I've been training for it.
How?
Well, I've been pulling trucks.
A very typical Joey thing. Just yanking some trucks on the DVP. No biggie. I should start doing push-ups then if you're pulling trucks.
Get into it.
All right. I'm going to start doing push-ups.
It's coming soon, right? When's the date?
April? May 15th.
May 15th.
May 15th. Yeah.
Okay.
So we got about a month to prep ourselves, but we're doing it in support of Harvest Wagon.
That's right.
We're going to be raising a bunch of money, so we will be soliciting donations in future episodes. The link's not up yet, but when the link's up, please do support.
Yep.
And if you want to come out to City Hall and watch Mark the Shark enjoy the swan.
Pull some trucks.
Yeah. Can we talk about your nickname that someone suggested I change this week?
Yes.
I'm not going to say who, but someone said I should change your name to Joey Real Estate. I don't like that.
Joey Real Estate.
It's just, I mean, it's very descriptive, but it's just not us. Do you like Joey the Swan? Because someone said maybe he doesn't like the swan name. I'm like, well, maybe he should tell me if he doesn't.
At this point, 100%. Okay, I'm sold on the swan.
All right, good. Because I love it. I think it's so perfect. But yeah, so we're doing that this in the upcoming month. We're going to be pulling a truck. And if you can support us in any type of way, that would be great. We'll be at City Hall. You can come down and give emotional
support.
Yeah, I don't think you need emotional
support. We can come and cry to you afterwards.
Yeah. When our quads are on fire, we could lean on your shoulder. But emotional support wasn't the right word. What am I trying to say here?
Moral.
Moral
support.
Thank you. This is why you are the greatest co-host in podcasting history.
Yeah, so we'll be adding the link to future
episodes.
Future episodes. Yeah,
soliciting donations. Yeah. We need to raise $250 as a minimum to participate.
That's right.
Which I think we could do.
We can do that.
Yeah.
Should we hit into some news that hit with for first-time homebuyers?
Yeah, on a much more serious note, why don't you get into this?
Yeah, okay. So I'm going to talk about one thing that's been coming up lately that I want to just clarify something. I don't know if it's a lot of misleading headlines, I'd say. Mm-hmm. There's been a headline that's been coming out that says that amortizations, if you're a first-time home buyers and you're purchasing under 20%, you can now qualify for 30-year amortization, mm-hmm. as opposed to before, if you were under 20%, you'd have to have a 25% amortization. This mainly means the length of your mortgage.
Yeah.
The longer it is, obviously, the lower payments you get.
But the more interest you pay.
The more interest you pay, yeah. And this is an attempt just to make it more affordable for first-time buyers. This rule and this headline has been coming out like nonstop lately. And there's a little caveat that no one seems to be really focusing on. Mm-hmm. This is for new homes only.
So pre-construction.
It's pre-construction.
Right.
Yeah. Anything newly built is what you're allowed to put less or to have your amortization go up to 30% on.
Right.
So resale nothing's changed.
And here's the kicker. All pre-con, you're putting 20% down anyways.
Yeah, I know. It's with the deposit structure.
Yeah. Another like head scratcher. So this is a liberal government incentive, I guess you can call it. It's not official yet. They're hoping to bring it out April 16th when they talk about their budget and whatnot. Another headline with no real effect.
Nope.
All right.
This will change nothing.
Nothing. Amazing. Thank you, Liberal government.
We should pop
some. Yeah. Well, there is something that they announced that I thought is actually useful.
Yep.
So the first time home buyers plan, the RRSP one, where you can borrow. Originally, it was $25,000. Then they bumped it up to $35,000. They're now increasing it. You could withdraw up to $60,000.
Yep.
And usually, you have 2 years of a grace period before you have to start to pay it. They're extending that to 5 years. I actually think this is a good move.
This is great.
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, that RSP money you can't touch until you're 65, anyways, without being heavily taxed.
Yep.
The way prices are, I don't think $35,000 is going to give a big dent into your purchase.
Yep.
And remember, it's $60,000 per person. So it could be up to $120,000.
Yeah.
Which is substantial.
And again, you can combine that with the FHSA.
Yes, you can.
So, you know, you can add to that as well.
Yeah.
But good change, positive change.
Yeah.
Is it going to be a game changer? Probably not, but it's just a good step. It's a good step in the right direction.
I support this wholeheartedly. Yeah. I don't think there's any cons to it. So... Go team. Go Liberal Party. I don't know.
Looks even better with the hat and bow tie, I swear to God.
I'm actually forgetting that I'm wearing the hat and bow tie. Because you're looking at me like, this guy's... something's, and then I'm like, oh yeah, I'm wearing a hat and a bow tie. Also, Bank of Canada met this week.
Ah.
And you are the winner.
That's right. We didn't announce this on air yet.
Yeah, we did not. Well, we said what the bet was.
Yeah.
So we bet... whether or not we thought the rates were going to stay the same or go down. I said go down. I was
wrong.
So the rates have not changed. The Bank of Canada decided to hold them at where they are for a fifth time in a row, I think. Something like that.
Something along those lines. So now, as the loser of the bet, soon we'll be doing a live on location.
Yep.
Or a pre-record on location. But you're going to have to jump into an ice bath.
I am.
During that recording.
I am.
And hold the conversation while in the ice bath.
That's going to be awkward.
Yeah.
I'll do my best. Yeah, we're going to be at Othership in a couple of weeks.
Yep.
Talking to them a bit more about... Whoa.
Didn't...
nothing happened.
Yep.
Yeah. Talking to them a little more about what they do and what the ice bath and the benefits. And because I lost the bet, I will be the one in the tub.
That's right.
Yeah. Unless they can convince you to come in too.
Well, let's see what
let's cross that bridge when we get there, right? Yeah. Okay. I mean, I think I'm done with the seriousness.
Oh, it's too much.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Too much. We really got deep in this one. Yeah. It's time to have a little bit of fun.
Yeah. We're getting into shout outs. We're talking everything Toronto.
Yeah, we're riffing. This is the jazz episode.
This is the jazz episode.
Whatever comes to our head, we're going to kind of shout them out and talk about them and shine some spotlight on Toronto folk.
Yeah.
Yeah. People in Toronto. Are we doing our thing?
Oh, yeah.
Because it's technically a transition time.
This is the transition.
So a few episodes back, actually, the Lorena Garden...
Garden Suite.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Garden Suite episode. I had said we were retiring the Golden Cannons.
Yeah.
A couple of reasons. Supply chain issues. It's getting really expensive to buy these Golden Cannons. $15 a pop. Second reason, they're packed with a lot of confetti and we have to clean a lot after the fact. However... And this momentous occasion, Joey, you, the gargantuan cannon.
Oh my God, man. This thing is enormous.
We're talking 2.5 feet of confetti fun.
This is the size of my leg.
Well, Joey, salute, cheers.
Cheers.
Shall we?
Lightsabers.
Just point very far away. We'll do a countdown.
All right, ready?
Episode 50.
Episode 3.
3, 2, 1.
Oh! You hear that?
It's like Times Square. So beautiful.
Oh, gorgeous.
This is the most amount of confetti.
Easily. It's covered from top to bottom.
We should just walk out of here.
And yeah. The recording.
I'm going to get kicked out of my office space. Anyhow, so it's just life. Well, we've made it. We're in it. Confetti's out. I'm going to actually remove my top hat if you're okay with that.
Oh, absolutely. You can, yeah.
Get a little hot under these plastic materials on my head. Shall I start the shout outs off?
Let's kick it off.
All right. I want to shout out a very good friend of mine, Alex Wong.
Yep.
He's a extremely successful guy who's killing it on every front. And I approached him with this idea of like, yo, you think I should do a podcast? And he's like, I don't know if you want. And that's as enthusiastic as he gets with things. And I said, like, can you help me out? And he's like, 100%. So we actually sat in this room about 2 weeks before we started this off.
Right.
And he spent a good 2-3 hours talking to me and
amazing.
Just going over everything. Yeah, he shared like his show notes and his structures. And like, you can't Google that stuff.
No, that is insanely helpful. Yeah. So shout out Alex Wan. Thank you also.
Yeah, he is definitely a very big reason why we're here today and a continuous inspiration. And actually officially I can say this. So they had the Raptor show, him and Will on Sportsnet.
Yep.
He left a little bit earlier in the year. And as of Friday, Will's also announced his departure.
I saw the announcement come through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they are launching their own podcast.
That's right.
Independently, which I think is going to be wildly successful.
Love it.
Yeah. Yeah. And, super proud of them for blazing the trails and just saying, you know what, we're gonna put our own stake in the sand and try our own thing out.
Yeah, betting on themselves. Yeah.
Betting on themselves. Yeah. Nice segue.
Yeah. Love it. Shout out Alex. Shout out Alex and Will.
Alex and Will, absolutely. Yeah. And all the best on your new ventures.
Yeah. Okay, I have a gift for us.
Oh, I like gifts.
On the shout out train. So let me pass this out for you first.
Okay. Should I close my eyes?
Okay.
What do you want a hand though? What
this is yeah. No. I'll yeah, put the star in it. I'm gonna hand you this.
Okay. Ooh,
feel it.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Describe what you're feeling.
A circular cylindrical object. it feels refreshing.
There you go.
Feels like I might be cracking open a beer. Am I drinking beer?
So I have met, yeah. Oh, you can open your eyes. Oh,
okay.
I am not getting us hammered on our 50th episode.
Ah.
But this is a good friend of mine who had started this recently. This is Tallboy.
A very close second.
This is Tallboy, and it looks and is shaped like a Tallboy.
Yeah.
A beer. But it's not. It's sparkling water.
Carbonated. Alkaline. I like this.
It is sparkling water. I met with my old friend recently, and he said, hey, can you drink my drinks on your podcast?
Absolutely.
And I said, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we can do anything we want on this podcast, especially drinking carbonated alkaline water. Salud. So where's he from? Where can people purchase this?
Come yes. on,
sell this product.
So this is, for first, let's take a sip.
All right. Salud.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Pretty solid, right?
Very solid.
Yeah. It's delicious, and it's
well, that is really good.
Yeah,
I know it's water, and like people are like, how can you taste the difference? You can one,
you can, yeah,
and two, this is like, it's just substance. Like it's not, there's no aftertaste.
No. Especially when you look at it and you're like, it's in a metal can. I wonder if this is going to be have that metal can flavor. It doesn't.
It does not.
It's clean. Yeah. So Phil is a friend of mine, an old friend of mine that I met when we were interning at DNA Studios way back in the day. Cleaning toilets and doing all that good stuff. He is one of the craziest people I know for sure, but still very lovable. And yeah, this water came, it's him and a partner that's doing this. They've actually been in billboards on the Gardener recently.
Really?
Yeah. As far as I know, if I'm not mistaken, you can purchase right now from their website. Which we'll attach all these links in the show
notes. Yeah, this is definitely a show note episode.
Yeah. They're co-branding with a bunch of people. They're moving really quickly, but they've just started recently, so they're kind of kicking off. They've just been marketing themselves like crazy.
It's safe to say this is the first podcast they've been featured on?
I believe. Well,
we're going to say that.
So we're going to say
yeah, it. We don't care. This is episode 50. This is our day, and we're drinking Tall Boys, and you should too.
Cheers.
That's actually really good.
Yeah, I know. So shout out Phil. He's also got his main media company, which he started when we were working together way back when, called Press It.
Okay.
They do content. They do. They specialize in live streams specifically. Mm. So they've done some big budget live streams.
Nice.
And that's what his main gig is. And this is something he started on the side. So shout out Phil. Thank you for the Tall Boys. I appreciate it.
Phil, keep the water coming, brother. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Really. Really does the job.
Yeah.
I was so parched when we started this episode. Now I'm so much more refreshed. Feel younger, standing up taller.
Yeah. And then we have, here, let's get these.
Yeah, let's get these right in the shot. There you go. Toronto Living's podcast. Tall boys for pretty boys.
Yeah, there you go.
Copyright. Love it, man. All right. I want to, maybe I need another sip because I'm still parched. Yeah. Okay. I want to spotlight someone doing something really cool in the city.
Yeah.
It's called the Toronto Girls Walking Club.
Love it.
Yeah. My friend Maria started this, and it's such a simple concept and so beneficial and useful in the city. Basically, every Sunday, her and a group of girls get together at Trinity Bellwoods Park, and they do a walk.
Oh, love it.
Strangers.
Amazing.
Let's just get together. They connect. They all would find her through Instagram. She sets the date and they do a nice little walking tour of the city.
Oh, that's awesome.
So good, right?
Yeah.
Every Sunday in the show notes, you can check it out. It's completely free. I think you do have to RSVP just so she knows how many people are coming.
Yeah.
And what she's doing now is she's partnered up with a lot of brands. Maybe we should get Tall Boys involved.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. Tall Boys with walking girls.
Yeah. Right? Oh, look at that.
Could be a thing. She's partnering up with a lot of different brands in the city, so they'll be stopping at different places.
Amazing.
And yeah, it's really good. So, ladies, if you're looking for something to do in the city, look up the Toronto Girls Walking Club. Shout out Maria. Keep doing what you're doing. Always something creative. And
that's awesome. The amount of time Molly asked me to go on walks,
yeah,
I have to hook her up with this.
Absolutely. Send my wife down there too.
Yeah.
Adriana S., Molly C., Maria C., could all get together, do a walk. Yeah. And the boys can have our Tall Boys.
Yeah. There's the partnership right there. I like that. Okay, I'm going to do one for the Grain Studio.
Ah, the lovely Grain Studio.
The Grain Studio, a lovely charcuterie board was presented to Mark way back in like episode six or something like
that. Something I'll agree with you on that. Yeah.
Whatever it was a gift from my dad to you. And they do very, very well crafted. They're handcrafted. The furniture, it's woodworking.
Reclaimed wood, that type of style.
Yeah, it's woodworking. It's got and some of them mixed with epoxy. So they do tables, they do bed frames. Really, really gorgeous stuff and all done by hand. Every individual piece is different. So if you're looking for something that's just unique and you really want a customized piece, like absolutely check out The Grain Studio. Go to thegrainstudio.com.
Their Instagram is wild.
Their Instagram is nuts. Yeah. Al and AJ Souza are the two. It's father and son. It's a father and son combo team. And they kill it. It's honestly, they're amazing stuff.
Love it. No, they definitely deserve the shout out. That charcuterie board has served many a people. In the beautiful. Yeah, it's beautiful. I'm going to do a kielbasa board for you one day.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. You like kielbasa?
Specifically a kielbasa board. Yeah,
well, I can do whatever you want. I mean, I'm a man of many talents. I can do salami. I can do bologna. Whatever you want.
I'm so in for that.
Do you like bologna?
Honestly, if it's meat of any type, I'm probably on board with it.
Some people are apparently grossed out by bologna, and I don't know why.
What is bologna made of? I actually don't know. Oh, that's the mixture one.
All right? The
shit. They just put whatever into a grinder, and it comes out the other end.
Yep, it's bologna.
Yeah.
You know, you say you're full of bologna?
Yeah.
That's the polite way of saying you're full of shit. But as a kid, I used to love my culinary... Yeah, I know.
I never actually learned something together, new, right?
My culinary exploits, I would take... I'm like young, like 6 years old. I'll take a slab of bologna, put some yellow French mustard on there, roll it up, throw a toothpick in there, and just eat on the veranda by myself. That was my first foray.
Piece of cheese beside.
No, cheese was too expensive. Oh, yeah. Come on. I'm six.
So the craft.
The singles?
Yeah. Craft singles.
No, we saved those for grilled cheese. I wasn't allowed to. Yeah.
I used to do grilled cheese stacked. I used to do the bag of bread would. I would eat the whole thing.
I'm not surprised. I'm laughing because I can visualize it, but not because I'm like, oh, Joey, you did that. No, I know. I can see that. That doesn't surprise me. What would you say your favorite episode was with us?
Favorite episode. Okay, in terms of like actual information.
Whatever you want.
I'm gonna get, because I did. I had the finance, the saving for a house.
Okay.
Tips on saving for a house. I think that was my absolute, and it was one that I took.
You enjoyed? Yeah.
Yeah. I enjoyed it, and then I also took a lot of the things that we talked about and like implemented a bunch of it. Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't know you were going there. That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Good stuff.
Definitely my favorite in terms of just like good information.
Yeah. Do you remember that was what episode
28?
28. We'll link it in the show notes. Yeah. If you missed that one, I've had so many people come up to me like, oh, sorry, man, I've not listened to like every episode. I'm like, dude, I don't expect you to.
Same here. Yeah.
Like, it's okay.
I have to catch up. Don't worry about catching up. You can just like listen to the newest one.
Yeah, just pop on whenever you want. We'll be here every week.
Yeah.
And enjoy. That's it, right? Mine is episode 3, Beyond the MLS.
Mm. OG.
Yeah, I really like that one. I think that was the first time we climbed out of our creative shell and had some fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
We were recording in my office.
I remember that. Yeah.
We still did not know what we were doing. Yeah. And it was fun because we did like the Marvel Into the Universe.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. It feels like a decade ago.
Whoa, that feels like ages ago.
It was only like 14 months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my favorite one, episode 3.
Love it.
All right, shout out. I think. Well, I don't know. See, I'm wearing this beautiful blind hockey t-shirt.
Yes, I do.
Okay, this is the most, I don't know how to say it, like impressive overall program I've been kind of following and getting into in the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wearing a shirt for Canada Blind Hockey. And it was given to me by my friend, Luca DeMontis. Mm-hmm. I've known him. We were high school friends and just kept in touch over the years. His brother, I think around the age of 18, 19, lost his eyesight, went partially blind, and he was an avid hockey player. And there was, you know, he didn't want to stop on his passion of playing hockey. And, they either joined or started blind hockey.
Oh, that's amazing.
Okay. Like, and let's talk about that for a second here.
Yeah. How does that run?
Oh,
yeah.
It's so worth a stream on YouTube. Actually, there's a big tournament going on right now in Canada, an international blind hockey tournament. So they do kind of, how do I put this? They do change the way you play it. And the biggest difference is they use a really large puck with almost like a cowbell in it.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, that's such an interesting way to fix that. Like
to communicate on the ice.
To communicate. And,
where the pucks are. It's an incredible thing to see. So they use some modified rules and equipment, and the adapted puck it's a larger puck. It's like the size of a pie and it's like a cowbell. So you can see where the puck's kind of going. And
that's amazing.
Like that. So at the recreational level, all athletes, they must be visually impaired. But to be a legal player, like in the professional league, mm-hmm. you have to be legally blind, which is defined as having approximately 10% vision or less. And all goaltenders are extremely low vision or wear a blindfold.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really cool.
I love it, man. It just is such a, every time I see it, I'm like, I don't know how to put it into words, but like, it's so inspiring.
That's really cool.
It's like pushing through whatever deemed limits one has. It's like, no, I'm still going to participate to whatever I want to the fullest extent. And the landlord's coming in. I don't know if he's going to be shocked by what he's about to see. Anyhow, shout out Canadian Blind Hockey, Luca DeMontis, his brother Mark DeMontis. We'll clean this up. but yeah, shout out them. They're doing awesome things. Shout out Luca and his brother and the whole Canadian Blind Hockey team. Go Canada, go. Proud supporter, rocking the shirt. I have a show note. I have a link in the show notes and definitely worth a view.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. Can we talk about our favorite food places? Can we shout out our
Which
favorite
one?
Food places?
How much time do you have, Joseph?
Okay. Of all the places that we have potentially shouted out or not shouted out, but if you had to give a top of the last 50 episodes, let's do that. The top of the last 50 episodes, where would you land?
Okay, my answer is going to be Mars Diner because I've not been there yet. And you've preached so highly about it and I'm like dying to try this place out. So Mars Diner is probably my most intriguing spot we've discussed on the show,
okay.
which I've never tried.
Yep.
Yeah. How about you?
So Mars Diner is absolutely on my list.
Yeah.
That is still my go-to breakfast spot.
When you're not making a loaf of grilled cheese.
Yeah, when grilled cheeses aren't stacked as high as me. San Regito.
Yes.
I got a shout out, San Regito. This is a shout out to Sebastian.
The legend.
The legend, Sebastian. And also the loyal listener, Sebastian. Let me talk to you directly for a second.
Please.
We're waiting and hoping and praying and counting down the days until you come back.
With anything, something.
Listen, if he comes back, you will hear it here first. I guarantee it.
100%. And even if he opens up in the other part of the world, we will be there.
I will be there.
We will be there.
100%.
You found that place randomly. Yes. You kind of,
it was,
I don't know, came across it.
It was social media is okay. How I did it, or how I found it anyways. And it was, for those that didn't hear that episode or the amount of times we talked about it, I think it was probably the most talked about food place.
Oh yeah. He had a streak with us where we just kept every week shouting him out. The food was so good.
It was amazing. Yeah. He did tacos for us too. He does catering as well. I'm not sure if he's still doing catering. I'm pretty sure he does or would.
If the price is right, I'm sure he would.
Yeah. but San Regito specifically was his restaurant that he opened up. It was Chilean infused deli sandwiches.
Yeah.
And oh my God, they were incredible. You'd walk up, it was back of a dentist shop.
Yeah.
No storefront. He would just, a beautiful man would walk down a flight of stairs with beautiful sandwiches in his hand and he would just hand them to you and you would walk away.
That is the most accurate description of what would take place when you ordered from San Regito. A beautiful tattooed man with the softest voice and the most like pleasant demeanor. Like, here's your sandwich. Thank you, sir. And you just go home and you just enjoy yourself.
Enjoy all of it.
The bread, the sauces, the meats, that guy. Yeah. He really needs to, we need to get him something.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Shout out Sebastian.
Shout out Sebastian. Sorry. So I wanted to shout out my, I guess for places, if people are like still looking for places that are existent now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That they can actually support.
Yeah. Okay. So let's do this. Let's do this instead.
Okay.
Let's give your favorite burger spot. What's your favorite of the?
I would say, so since this podcast started, our culinary tastes have definitely changed. Mm-hmm. You put me on to Fancy Frank's hamburgers.
Yes.
Fancy Frank being the hot dog place. And I was kind of skeptical, but boy, was I floored with how good that place was.
Fancy Frank's.
Fancy Frank's, hidden gem, get the burger.
Get the burger.
You will not be disappointed.
Yeah. Okay, so would you say that's your, or you got a couple?
So yeah, that's probably my MIP, most improved player.
Mm,
like,
love it.
Didn't see it coming, would never step in there and order a hamburger. Glad I did. And like, it's a go-to spot now. If I'm at Avenue and Lawrence, I just pop in, get my burger and go on.
Yep.
Maddie's Patties.
Mm.
I would say is probably up there, unless there's something I'm missing and you're going to reveal it. And
No.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
I think Maddie's Patties was MVP or like most valuable player.
MVP. Yeah. It's not most improved. It's most valuable.
Yeah. Like I wasn't expecting a lot from it because I was like, oh, this is going to be a corporate like burger priest type thing. And it was not. It was fantastic.
No, it's its own. It holds its own category.
Yeah. 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 Really impressed with that. Maddie's Patties.
Love it.
Yeah. I'm going to say that.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to give one extra one, which is still one of my favorites in the city, which is Riverside.
Riverside.
Riverside on Queen and Broadview.
See, I felt like there was something I was missing. I was like, is there something he's going to say that I'm not thinking of? And that was definitely, that was almost a year ago we went there together.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Barbecue sauce.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to be, I'll caveat, you have to have the Riverside and you need to be a fan of barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
If you're not, it's probably not going to be for you. Yeah. But to this day, that's still my, the way that the flavor combo hits in that burger is still really one good. Of my absolute favorites.
Yeah. And the onion rings I like too.
The onion ring in the burger. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The combo is A+. Yeah. And if you're in the area, definitely stop by.
Well, what about the Burger Shack? Honorable mention.
Oh, Burger Shack too.
Also a fantastic little
honorable,
spot.
100% honorable
mention. Yeah, honorable mention. I've never been there. I've driven by it a million times and you convinced me to stop in. And
yeah, and we went together.
Yeah, really good. Definitely enjoyed that.
OG style.
Yeah. Shout out Burger Shack with the turkey.
Yeah, with the turkey.
Okay, shall we stick with food?
Yes.
Okay. I want to shout out this coffee shop right by our office. Plenty Coffee Shop. It's on Yonge. Mm. We go there after our lunches. We'll kind of walk over there for a coffee.
Yep.
I did some research on it because I just knew it as a coffee shop near our area. But it was started by a lady named Melissa in 2011.
Oh, 2011.
Yeah. And she does home and home catering and home delivery and catering was kind of how it started.
I feel like I'd seen them before that point. I feel like they've been around for a while.
They have. Yeah. This was their newest location is on Yonge Street. Did I say the address? 1967 Yonge Street is their newest location. I stumbled in there because I'm always looking for a good coffee shop in our area around the office. And we do have Hot Black Coffee. Shout out them. Great coffee.
Yep.
But they sometimes give me too much energy. Like I'm like 12 hours buzzing after one of their coffees. So I stumbled into this place and I was like, I was with Adriana S, my wife.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about.
Which wife?
No. My main one. The one I bring around. Pookie, you're my only wife. I'm going to get in so much trouble. We walked into there and I was like, oh, cute little shop. Let's try the coffee. And I had very low expectations because it's kind of like a place that I wouldn't think would have the type of coffee I enjoy. Mm-hmm. And I was so pleasantly surprised. And I asked the lady, what are you guys serving? And they serve Ruffino coffee beans.
Right.
Which, as the story gets deeper, is actually a Toronto roaster. They're located in Woodbridge, so the GTA, and they roast their beans on site.
Love it.
Ruffino beans, fantastic, served at Plenty Coffee Shop.
Yeah, it is very good. I can vouch for that. Yeah. We go, that's like a,
that's the spot place we walk to. Yeah. Oh man, Dan Baum. I had lunch with Dan Baum at the office. Shout out Dan Baum.
Shout out
Dan. Lovely guy.
Yeah.
And it was raining and I'm like, you want to go to Plenty and get a car? He's like, I'm not getting wet. I'm like, you want to drink Nespresso? And he's like, I'm not getting wet. So you figure it out. So I had to drink Nespresso.
Oh, you did Nespresso?
I didn't have a choice.
Nespresso. You're not a fan.
No, I'm not a fan of Nespresso. Yeah, right. Okay. It was okay. Yeah. It was okay. It was not a bad coffee.
Okay. I was going to say, cause they're like premium. I mean, they're cups, but they're premium.
I don't know.
I at one point did audio for a Nespresso convention and they every one of their machines lined up. And I was buzzing so hard, I thought I was going to pass out by the audio board.
I learned something new about you every day. Yeah. So you hosted an espresso conference? You did the audio for an espresso conference?
Yeah. I did the audio for an espresso conference.
Oh, they pay you in beans?
I took my payment in beans. Yeah.
An espresso is not bad. It just seems sacrilegious to a coffee snob to be drinking out of a tin foil. I don't know. I got my problems with those type of things. But I would much rather have Ruffino beans from Plenty Coffee Shop on Yonge Street any day of the week.
Yeah, no. It is delicious coffee.
Great coffee. And actually, doesn't Molly have a special treat she likes from there? Every time you go there, you buy her something.
Yeah. Every time, there's a marshmallow cookie.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like, and it's funny. It's like, I think it's like an oatmeal cookie.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken. And there's a marshmallow like in the middle of it that melts. So it's like you get that center piece of it. It's really good.
Amazing.
Yeah. I usually take a couple of pieces.
Do you want Molly to know this?
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
That's the style. That's the style.
Yeah, they fall apart on the way home, I swear. Yeah.
The pigeons. Maybe it's time to shout out our wives or partners.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been talking about
that. Well, I just said I have multiple wives, so I'm going to have to gravel to my wife for a month. I don't have multiple wives, Adriana S. But Adriana S, shout out my wife. She is our secret weapon.
Yeah.
She's Oh gosh, she listens to every episode. She is probably the one person I know who's listened to every single episode. She's not missed one.
That's amazing.
Every Tuesday night, as soon as we go live, she gets a notification on YouTube.
Yeah. She listens through it.
She watches it.
Unreal.
Yeah, I don't like watching back our episodes. I don't know. It's like, it's done. I can't change it.
Yeah.
But she encourages me to sit down, watch it, see if there's ways to improve it. She's always giving ideas.
Oh, that's amazing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And like when the album art comes out, if there's one thing off, she notices it. Yeah. Her attention to detail is...
She mentioned that in an old thumbnail that there's one spelling mistake.
Yep.
And I went back and found it.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, that's just there.
Yeah, she will find it and she will... She wants the best for us, right? She's always supporting both of us and what we do. And she's, you know, stop talking so much. Let Joey talk more. Like, I'm trying. I can't help it. But no, a great supporter, obviously love of my life. And, from day one, when I told her I was doing a podcast, cause I don't know, with a couple of stuff, you know, sometimes I don't want to put all your dirty laundry out there. And she was like, do it. She's completely supported me.
Oh, that's amazing.
And like came on the show.
I know she was a guest. She was a great guest.
The most popular episode
to
date is Adrienne S. Yeah. And she asked me every week, am I still number one? In my heart? Absolutely. And for now on the show, also number one. This might top it.
Love it. Yeah. I don't think so. And I'll shout out Molly C. Yeah. I gotta shout out Molly C. She's a secret listener.
Yeah.
And I always catch her listening when she's doing her makeup in the bathroom.
Aww.
Yeah, she listens and then I turn all the volumes down around me so that I can I can secretly listen to her and if she's reacting to anything.
Aww, that's amazing.
Yeah. No, but she's, shout out Molly C.
Thank you, Molly C.
For the support.
Yeah. And on that vein, I guess I should also shout out Janelle S. Sister of the show.
Yep.
She's one of those who says, oh, you know, I kind of stopped listening. I'm like, Janelle, it's okay. You can tune in whenever you want. But she's always given me some insight, you know, just kind of give me a well-rounded view of all the type of people in the city and all the different scenarios that people are looking at. You know, just don't talk so much about one side. Try to include the other side. So always appreciate her her input.
Yep.
And glad she listens because she's the only family member that does. Hint, hint, mom and dad. My mom's like, I know you got a podcast. I'm like, oh, okay. But I don't listen to it.
I made a voice.
I'm too busy. I'm like, okay, I didn't ask, but thanks. And my dad, he's just floored that anyone will listen to us for 30 minutes. He's like, so you just talk? That's what a podcast is? I could do one. I'm like, yeah, dad, I'm sure you could. Did you watch Roadhouse, the movie?
No, I haven't seen it.
It's absolutely terrible.
Okay.
He absolutely loves it.
Okay.
He called me. In the middle of the day, he's like, Mark, I know you're busy, but I want to tell you about a show. Like, all right, what's the show? He's like, oh, it's called Roadhouse. There's this Italian actor in there that is fantastic. He's got tattoos, big guy, looks like a UFC fighter. I'm like, it's Conor McGregor. He's definitely not Italian, Dad. He's like, you're right. It is Conor McGregor. And he's not Italian. And I'm like, yeah, and that is the worst movie ever. It is so painful to watch. I don't know. You got 2.5 hours, go through it, but I wouldn't suggest it.
I love it. Can we talk about our favorite moments on the podcast?
Sure.
Because I have to shout out my favorite story of all time is when your dad unsubscribed from our newsletter.
There's a lot to unpack there. He's like, why? I know everything you do anyways. Oh, buddy. He's on Twitter. He's got a locked account for his 7 tweets that he posted.
Yeah.
And like the tweets are like, oh man, they're so good. Why call it a garage sale when the garage is never for sale? That's one of his deep tweets. Why do we call it a highway when you're never high when you're on it? Like, I'm like, where did you even think of these things? So Twitter, he doesn't have the app on his phone. I don't think he knows his login either, but yeah. They send him updates from people on Twitter.
Yeah.
And so he'll get a summary email of like the top 5 tweets of the week. And I guess he thinks that's people tweeting him. Oh. So he's like, oh, like this politician tweeted me. I'm like, your account's locked. No one's tweeting you, man. So I don't think it's too hard when he unsubscribed to our newsletter, but I kind of wish he was still on the newsletter.
Oh God, I love that so much.
Yeah. Shout out
Jimmy the Rock God.
Jimmy the Rock God, the man on the Silver Mountain.
Yeah. Dom V's on Threads, by the way.
Dom
V's on Threads, and he's got a couple threads that he's put out there.
Okay.
So he's ahead of the game. X is not even a thought.
He's on TikTok too.
Yeah.
was.
He has an account on it.
Oh, he's not. He doesn't post.
I don't think he posts on it.
Amazing.
Yeah, but he's got to his very first post. He took a picture of the stove when he was cooking, and then he just wrote, "It's all about that bass, no treble."
Is that a Kesha lyric?
That's a lyric from that. There's a singer.
Yeah, I don't know if it's Kesha or like one of those.
It's one of those. Yeah, yeah.
No, Megan. I don't know, but yeah, I know the reference. Yeah, shout out Dom V. Amazing. It's his birthday.
Yeah. Oh, it was his birthday this week.
Happy
yeah.
birthday, Dom
April
V.
10th. Happy, April 10th. Happy birthday.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Amazing. You have a sister too, right?
Yeah. Okay. We're doing family show.
We're in the family part of the episode.
Yeah. Let's do it. Let's do it. Francis V. I'm shouting out Frances V. She's asked me to shout her out a bunch, and I don't know if I ever did, so shut up, Frances V.
Shout out Frances V. Thank you for being Joey's sister, the best sister of Joey's life. Yeah. And I actually met your brother Anthony the other week.
That's right.
Yeah. Anthony.
Anthony, yeah. He was. We were in passing. In passing, that happened.
I think, yeah. I mean, that sounds like someone's dying.
Sorry.
He's very much alive.
Yes.
He was picking you up. To go to an appointment.
Yeah, he was not passing.
Yeah, no one's passing. Current,
like,
yeah.
Well, you met him.
All Virgilios are very much alive, thankfully. Well, let's shout out some extended family.
Okay.
Marcello the Fratello.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Our loyal listener from Brazil. Mm-hmm. Recife in particular.
Yeah. Always engaged.
The man.
I love it.
Yeah. He's tweeting us. He's DMing us. He's commenting on YouTube. We appreciate the support.
100%.
We need the Google juice on YouTube through comments, and he's always juicing us up, which I like. I appreciate that.
Yep.
And gives a really good perspective on how Toronto isn't the center of the universe and how there is other ways of living in other parts of the world.
Right, right. Yeah. He jumps in. We communicate in DM every once in a while.
Amazing.
He'll jump out on certain things. He commented and said, I guess Mark's doing the ice bath, eh?
Did he?
Yeah.
Bastard. Well, loyal listener. Appreciate it.
Yeah, love
and
it.
And also, shout out you, because you helped our first international podcast listener.
Oh, yeah.
We won't get into too many details. We don't like doxing anyone. Again, this is an anti-doxing podcast.
Yep.
But we had a listener from United Arab Emirates?
Yeah, we can say that.
That's general enough.
UAE came through.
Came through.
And
helped secure them a place?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, we're in the midst of it right now. But we're almost at the finish line.
Power of the podcast.
Yeah.
Reaching international listeners.
Yeah.
Love it, man. That's probably my most proudest moment of the podcast. That someone in somewhere else of the world decided to tune in, heard something you said and liked it enough to reach out.
I'm in the same boat. I think that's such an incredible thing that it's like, we wouldn't be capable of doing this.
No.
Prior to, I mean,
having that reach without a podcast.
No way.
Absolutely impossible.
Yeah.
Let's run OnlyFans.
Yeah. But which we can talk about.
I don't think Adriana S. will allow me to talk about.
I'll be taking this home with me.
Joey, you seem so much more, I don't know. More pep in your step. But yeah, that was amazing. Part of this process is just connecting with people. And like, also, I'm sure you've gotten a couple of these when people you don't think are listening are listening. And they'll be like, oh yeah, they'll reference something you said on the show. And you're like,
that's the coolest experience.
You listen to me? Yeah. Thanks, man. Like, I want to like shake everyone's hand when that happens. They're like, oh, I really appreciate that.
That's definitely. So on board with that. I'm going to do one more shout out, personal shout out.
You can do as many as you want.
Yeah. One more shout out to the Eastview group.
Eastview?
Eastview group. Yeah. That's my own, my house buddies.
Alex.
Yeah. Alex and Dan and Thomas. I don't think I would have gone into real estate had I not made that move and done this whole thing. So huge shout out to the Eastview group. Thank you guys for just generally being there.
Big part of the Joy Foundation.
Yeah, 1,000,000%.
You guys are like the Hart Foundation. Remember wrestling? The Hart Foundation, Bret Hart, Owen Hart. It's the Joy Foundation.
Yeah, yeah.
which member of the Hart family would you want to be?
Oh, well, Bret Hart is like
Bret?
The one.
Well, of the foundation. Doesn't have to be. Okay, that's fine. That's your answer.
Yeah.
We can go with
that's
it.
My answer.
I want to be British Bulldog.
Oh, yeah. British Bulldog. I haven't heard that name in so long. Yeah,
he had those cool braids.
Who else was in the Hart Foundation?
Jim the Anvil Hart. Also wouldn't mind being Jim the Anvil Hart.
Owen Hart. Owen Hart.
Rest in peace, Owen Hart.
Yep.
Yeah. Who would be your favorite wrestler if you could?
My favorite wrestler?
Yeah, if you could be any wrestler.
Mankind.
Mankind. Wow.
Mankind, no question.
That was quick.
And Mankind, Cactus Jack, Dude Love, all three of them.
You want the full McFoley.
I'll take the full package. Yeah.
Amazing. I think I would, for some reason, I always gravitate to Macho Man.
Oh, that makes sense.
Why?
I don't know. It just suits you.
I'm a macho man?
It suits you.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah, brother. Ooh, give me a coffee. Mm.
Good impression of him.
Oh, I do him really well. The cream always rises to the top. Mean Gene Simmons. Ooh, yeah, brother. Can you dig it?
For those that don't know, also, Macho Man Randy Savage has an album.
He put out a
full-length album.
A rap album.
Yeah. Yeah, he sounds like DMX.
He does. All right, this is my plug for Tall Boy. Ooh, yeah, brother. Step into a tall boy. I also love Stone Cold.
Stone Cold is, he was like the king at the time.
Oh, yeah.
When it was in its heyday, he was the king.
I had two Stone Cold t-shirts. Stone Cold 316. And then I had a D-Generation X jersey.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the number was 69. And the back said, suck it. Yeah. And I wore it to school and I got in so much trouble.
No question.
I got in so much trouble. I had to put tape on the back. I didn't know what it meant. I was just like, whatever, man. My favorite wrestlers do it. Nowadays, of course, I'm mortified. But at the time, you know, you're in grade 7. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't click.
It didn't click. Yeah. And I also like The Rock quite a bit.
The Rock is back.
Yeah, he's a heel.
I'm all of a sudden into WWE. Me and Molly have been watching so much WWE lately. Yeah.
It's one of those things you could just, like a podcast, you could just pick up at any time.
At any moment, you just walk into it.
Run with it. Yeah. Watch 5 episodes. It's okay.
Yeah.
Become a hardcore listener. Yeah. It's also okay. Yeah. So you would be
Mankind all day. The Rock was my second. I have a book that I found of my childhood. That's The Rock's like biography.
No way.
It's really old. It's a really old book. It lived on my coffee table until it was moved recently. Okay. But I left it there as the table read.
Very interesting. The Rock, Stone Cold, and Macho Man. Probably the order would be Macho Man, Stone Cold, The Rock.
Okay. Yeah. 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 Oh, you like the
hierarchy.
Even then, like all the guys you chose were like the number ones of their
time. Oh, yeah. Strive for number one. That's efficiency.
I chose Mankind. He gets beaten to the pulp on a regular basis.
Takes a beating, he keeps on licking. That's interesting. Also, I gotta talk to the therapist, man. Lots to unpack here. Shout out. I'm gonna shout out Zito's on Marley.
Oh yeah.
Zito's Marketplace.
100%.
Yeah, they are a very big impact on my life. They helped me find they didn't help me find, but that's where I met my wife. I was introduced to Adriana through the Zito's boys.
That's right.
Shout out Alessandro.
Yep. Yeah. And shout out the Ten Commandments.
The Ten Commandments, yeah. Adriano Zito, yeah. The sandwich god. There's a lot of exciting updates coming in that world.
I've been hearing through the grapevine.
Yes, I don't want to, you know, spill the tea, but if you like sandwiches, you're going to love Marley Avenue and Zito's Marketplace. I'm just going to put that out there.
All I'm going to say is I'm very excited for this.
Shout out Alessandro, shout out Adriano, shout out Angelo, shout out Little Z Andrea,
yeah,
my guy. And then Alessandro's kids, they were the ones Sevilla commented on our YouTube.
Oh, the YouTube. And what was the comment?
Michael has a poo-poo pants. Michael is poo-poo pants. Yeah. And then I asked the mom, Mel, if Sevilla can give me permission, and she sent a video that I posted, and the mom's like, I didn't say you could post a video. I'm like, oh, sorry, Mel. But the kids are the best. They want to come on the podcast.
Oh my god,
they are obsessed with YouTube. We talked about it before. Yeah, the kids are obsessed with YouTube. I told them I have a plaque. They believe me that I'm like a influencer. Yeah, whatever it's called. Like, you have a red plaque? That's crazy.
That's amazing.
I don't know how I'm gonna help that life. But yeah, one day I want to have them on. Yeah, the parents are down.
Oh, that would be,
I think it'd be a fun episode.
So funny.
Yeah. They're so sharp and clever. Like, they're going to blow your mind with the stuff they know at that age.
I'm actually, yeah, that sounds like such a fun episode to do. Yeah.
Oh, Tristan's into Pokemon cards. He hustles me every chance he gets. He knows like the values of things. He's like 5 or 6.
Unreal.
Yeah, he's a hustler. He's next up in real estate. I'm telling you. Yeah.
Speaking of real estate, and podcasts.
Yeah.
Can we shout out? I want to shout out the one guest appearance we made and the one collab we've done. The first collab we've done.
First and only.
Murray, Mary Jo, and Christina from the Real Agent podcast.
I love that. Yeah. I love them.
Yeah.
They're great. They're fantastic. They were our first.
They were the, yeah.
And they were very kind and gentle to us.
Yes. No, that was such a fun experience. And it was a fun episode. It was actually the first episode of 2024. of theirs. Yeah. So if you can find it, if you look on the Real Agent Podcast, you can find our episode. January 4th, I think it was out.
They're no longer the Real Agent Podcast.
They're switching the name?
They switched the name.
They switched. Oh, I missed that. I still have the link of the I was looking through it yesterday.
It's the Rare Agent Podcast now.
Oh, what did
I don't know.
No,
you're right. It was the Real. Now it's the Rare.
The Rare. Okay.
Yeah, this is a known change.
They
changed it, yeah. And also, they joined Sage.
Yeah, that's right.
They're colleagues with us now. Yeah, which is incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't met them for the first time there. We had a good chat, and lo and behold, a couple months later, they did their research, and now they're colleagues of us.
They're colleagues.
Which we should probably have them on the show.
Oh, well, I was going to say.
Yeah.
This is, I think we got some reaching out to do.
Yeah. I don't know how we're going to fit five people, but that's your department. I'll leave that up to you. No, great people. Like, honestly, salt of the earth. They really, I think we resonated on a lot of topics, like how the industry is and customer service and all that stuff. They were, it was a really good conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good shout out. Also, we're available for podcasts if anyone wants. Yeah.
For a second collab. We're looking for a second collab out there.
No one's called us. I'm okay with that. I don't care. I love our stuff. Maybe we shout out our first, since we're on the topic of first, our first live on location.
Oh, yeah.
Adam Hijazi in the Lisbon Hotel.
100%.
Not Portuguese, not a hotel.
Yeah.
I still love that tagline. Yeah. So good.
That was probably some of the most delicious food.
Yeah.
For like finger food, like quick, easy finger food?
Tapas.
That's the technical.
That's the elevated.
The elevated. Yeah,
tapas. The refined way of saying what the.
It was amazing.
It was so good.
Yeah.
Cocktails were next level. Amazing. Yeah. I'm going back there.
Same here.
Yeah. I'm not going to.
Yeah.
We'll be back. With some things we can't really talk about at this moment in time. But shout out, Adam. That was straight up. That was my most nervous episode.
Hmm.
I was so nervous doing that episode.
First time we were like not in our comfortable home.
Not in our comfortable home, definitely. Also, like, friend of mine, opening his own business, want to do him right, want to promote the company in the best
100%.
And I'm like, I was so nervous in that episode. I think it came out great. I think Adam, huge shout out to you because he held the show and really helped the flow of it. And just a lovely time there. I tell everybody to go there. Lisbon Hotel, show notes, it'll be there.
100%.
Yeah.
Shout out to Adam.
Shout out to Adam.
Just being such a he's just a solid guy.
He's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And his businesses well reflect how he is. So I really enjoyed that one.
Yep. My last on my list that I'm going to mention. If you're looking for a nice plunge.
Okay.
And a sauna and a tea and a soup and everything all in one.
Come to Joey's house. I'm gonna,
here's my address.
We're going to dox Joey in this episode. Surprise.
I wanted to shout out Banya number two.
Banya number two. Shout out.
Yeah, this is a Slavic. It's the Slavic sauna and tea house. It's in Richmond Hill, 13110 Yonge Street.
13110 Yonge Street. You got that, people at home? 13110. Yonge Street.
Just the show notes. We're putting them in the show notes. They're such a, if you're looking for like a good, and it's $60. You can spend all day in there if you want to, and you can just enjoy yourself.
We got to go.
Stop for a meal. 100%.
I want to try this. Yeah. Mars Diner and Banyo number two.
On the list.
On the list.
It would be tough back to back, most likely.
Yeah, I'm not. It's fine. We can space it out. I'm okay with that.
To be that full and doing that type of stuff, I feel like it's a recipe for disaster.
I very much agree with that. I want to shout out. So, you know, I'm a 2-for-1 pizza guy.
Yes.
However, there isn't very many 2-for-1s in the city remaining. There's like a handful of them that are left, which is unfortunate because I love their pizza. My go-to, as many of you know, the 2-for-1 deluxe pizza. That is, to me, the greatest like of the quick on-the-go pizza spots in the city. I get my garlic dipping sauce. I get a Fanta. I'm in heaven. Like, no wrong could happen to me during those six magical moments. However, I found a very close and possibly new number one, Pizzaiolo.
Oh.
Okay. Obviously, there's lots of locations.
I love Pizzaiolo.
That's one of the greatest things about them is like there's tons of places to go to. And it's a chain.
Yep.
But I got to say this, like some places don't taste the same as others.
They're almost individualized in a sense.
I think. Mm-hmm. I know that the franchise is supposed to be all the same, but there's one in particular that I love going to, 2277 Shepherd Avenue.
Oh, okay.
North York.
Shepherd.
Yeah. Whenever I'm kind of in the north part of the city, I go out of my way to stop there. Something about the way they do their pizza, magic. Mm. Just, it's the best pizza I will own in the city, in my opinion.
All right.
Hot, fresh, delicious. Ingredients are always fresh. It's something about it. I don't know.
That's the closest one. That's one of the closer ones to me. So I'm going to get that one up.
Magical. Okay. Definitely worth a go. I like the Canadiana. Because it's the closest to the deluxe pizza from 2 for 1. But when they're out of that, I go for the Gianniola.
Ooh.
Close second.
What's on the Gianniola? Do you remember?
A lot of meat.
Okay.
So bacon, meat pepperoni, mushrooms, green pepper. Yeah. Gianniola. It's amazing.
So I'm so sold.
Yeah. 2277 Shepherd, Pizza Olo.
Love it.
Yeah. Do you have any other shout outs?
I think I've hit my main. I'll do one more. Okay. Last food shout out.
Okay.
If you're looking for my favorite restaurant that I'm going to shout out, that I've shouted out before, is Smoke and Bone on Baldwin.
Not been there either.
It's in Baldwin Village. It's
Baldwin Village.
Yeah.
What is that?
Baldwin Village behind
Kensington.
It's behind like the hospital, Mount Sinai, and it's on Baldwin Street. Oh,
sorry. I thought you were confusing Kensington. Like, you got it wrong.
No.
You are absolutely right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good on you.
Well, thank you.
Sorry about that.
It's like Southern barbecue. Mm. Southern barbecue, amazing cocktails. And just like a good, if you're like a date night or like, it's a vibey place.
Yep.
Blues music in the background. You need to make sure that whatever you get it with coleslaw.
Coleslaw.
Because that coleslaw is next level, like fresh dill and like super, super creamy. The brisket, I'm sure the brisket's amazing. So get the brisket, get the coleslaw. Get cocktails when you're there.
Okay.
And absolutely, you have to get the mac and cheese just because.
Tell them Joey sent you.
Yeah.
Joey Real Estate.
Yeah.
Bad name. I hate that name. Joey the Swan, man. All right. Well, on that vein, I guess probably one of our early supporters continuously listens. I don't think he's on a 50-episode streak, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. JP and the Sage Design.
Oh, studio. Yeah. 100%.
He's a gem.
Yeah.
He's always got our back. He's always making us look pretty in our designs and all of our brochures and everything else. I feel like there's a special place in JP's heart for Mark the Shark and Joy the Swan.
He also designed the first 4Runner or dream car.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Episode 5, Joey manifested that he wanted a Toyota
4Runner. 98 4Runner.
And he created that
for He recreated it. He was a pimped out.
Oh, man. That should be the album art for this episode. Joey and the 4Runner. JP's been great. He's always supported us. The whole design studio is amazing.
100%. Yeah, huge shout out to the whole crew.
Yeah. We brought them beef patties this week. From Kingston 12 stop on Eglinton.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to really enjoy that.
I saw that Instagram.
Warm my heart. When I bring people food and they like it, and like they all reached out to me, I was like, I felt so good. I love when people like food. And so shout out to the design studio. They're incredible.
Yep.
And JP in specific, always listening, giving us feedback, suggestions, and we appreciate that.
Love it.
Yeah. What would you say your favorite moment was?
I got, next to, because number one slot goes to the story about Jimmy the Rock God.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the number one slot. The second I have to give it to is the moment when you put on the AI helmet. And the way that the intro worked out was, you already had seen it, but when we first filmed that, and you put that helmet on it, and I was expecting you to start. I was like, ready? Okay, ready. And then I thought you were just going to speak right away, but instead you just did this. No, it literally killed me.
Honestly, I wasn't trying to be funny. I was in robot mode. I was just like in character. I'm like, I'm a robot now. I'm AI technology. That's what AI Mark would do. I should have brought the helmet out for this episode.
That was that is amazing.
That was my COVID purchase. My Daft Punk.
Yeah, Daft Punk helmet
costume.
It was just not laying around.
Yeah. Oh, and it took like 2 years to get it.
Oh my god.
I think I canceled the order through my credit card. I'm like, this is a scam. I'm not getting it. I'm used to getting scammed with Instagram, so I was like, it's one of those. I think mine, the swan sound. The first time Joey unleashed the swan sound was...
Again, that felt like it was so long ago at this point. And when we redid it in the last episode, I was like, yeah, I have not... This has not been even a thought for so long. No,
I've not called you Joey the Swan in like 43 episodes. In ages, yeah. Gerald's a swan to me. So even though I don't say it, I feel it. Definitely. Can we get a swan sound?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We get a swan sound. It's 2 episodes in a row now. It's been so...
Bring it back.
Ha-ha!
There it is.
I blew the mic up. Distorted.
Sorry to the listeners at home if your earphones just popped on that one. I think one of my top moments was when you presented me with a card. I think it was Christmas time. Mm. And there was a QR code and you're like, scan this. Oh, yeah. And up on my phone popped the beautiful, very desirable Tony B.
Yeah.
Staten Island's finest. You got me a personalized message for. I still watch that at night before I go to bed.
Yeah, I love it.
Mark, you've been doing it for 17 years. That's good. I've been doing it for 21. You got Joey. You're doing big things.
I know you were in business, but now you're in business. Yeah.
You were in business for 17 years, but now you're in business. Thanks, Tony B.
Love it. Yeah.
That was like top. That's probably like top five gifts I've ever received.
Oh, I love that.
So perfect.
God, made it on the list.
That. Yeah, 100%.
I still wear your Tony B shirt on a regular basis.
I love it. Are you wearing it today?
I'm wearing it right now.
Oh, right on.
Tony B lives regularly on my body.
I love that. We're going to Realtor Quest this year. You got to rock the Tony B.
Oh, so down for that.
Yeah. Rock to Tony B, man. See who gets it. He's a legend.
Yeah.
This is fantastic. And then kind of super secretly, I appreciated the Uber gift card you got me. I can't stand Uber, but I appreciate that you got me that card. It saved me.
Okay, because we talked afterwards, and what I didn't click in is if you buy an Uber Eats gift card, it just works for Uber in general.
Right. So there was 0% chance I was going to use it to order food. But it definitely helped me when I needed a lift. I was had a flat tire.
Yeah.
And that gift card really saved my life. Yeah, appreciate that.
Love it.
And then I guess maybe let's just round it off with a shout out to all of our guests who've been on the show.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Do you know them all?
Yes. No. Wait, hold on. Josh?
Yeah.
Renee?
Yeah.
Lorena?
We're going to do chronological order.
Oh, we're doing an order?
Okay, yeah. So
Josh, Renee, right? Alex.
No. Oh, Wong. Yeah.
Alex Wong. Yeah. Then we took a breather. Yep. Adriana S.
Yep.
Was next. Then it was, then it was Lorena.
No.
I'm missing one.
Adam.
Oh yeah. Right. Live with Adam. Yeah. Then Lorena.
Yeah.
Then, Roy and Emmett.
Yep.
And lastly, Alex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bingo.
I got it.
Applause. Amazing. Now, name every show episode from 1 to 50. Yeah. Go.
No chance. No chance. Origin story. No.
Beyond the MLS. Yeah. Also, half of our names are AI generated titles. Let's be real here. So we're not going to remember them all. Oh, man. Well, that's awesome. I think this is a good place to end episode 50. And let's... To 100. And beyond.
Yeah, we're going to need a wider back shot for the third zero.
We're going to need a whole production studio, man. I got big dreams.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
More confetti.
Yeah.
More life. More swan.
Beach balls dropping from the ceiling.
Beach balls. Man, we got to get the Fatas on here.
Yeah.
They die. That's going to be a fun one.
It's going to happen.
That's going to happen. Yeah. That's going to be a fun one. I've got the show idea. I pitched it to them. I think they're down.
Oh, love it. Okay.
Yeah. Who else would you want to get on here?
Ooh. Ooh. The Kaiser and Reed group.
Kaiser and Reed would be another great duel to have on here. Yep. Rebecca and Haley.
Yep.
Hills.
Rebecca and Hills.
Yeah, love them.
Yeah.
Any like celebrities? Sky's the limit. Mick Foley could be one too.
If we can get Mick Foley on here, I'm out.
Dude, if we get Mick Foley.
I don't even know. We're changing our whole podcast. It's going to be a wrestling podcast after.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're done with real estate. We get Mick Foley, we made it, bro. Yeah. We can do anything. I would love to have the governor, Arnold.
Oh, okay.
That's my wide, massive.
Have Arnold on here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be
smoking cigars.
You kidding?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Indoors.
With his like goats and his.
Yeah.
We'll go to him.
We'll go to Arnold. We'll come to you, brother. To you. Yeah. I would love to interview Macho Man, but unfortunately, he's no longer with us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So The Rock. Or Stone Cold. Stone Cold's got the greatest Instagram account.
Stone Cold also has a podcast.
Yeah, and a farm, and a cat named like Guocho. Dude, he's my favorite person to follow on Instagram because he's not about wrestling at all.
Oh, I'm going to follow him.
Yeah. It's honestly the most genuine, honest, like real person content.
Love it.
He does ice baths, and he hates them, and he swears on them. It's good.
Okay, yeah. I'll give him a follow.
Shout out Stone Cold.
Shout out Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Let's leave it there.
All right, beautiful.
Thanks for listening to the Toronto Livings Real Estate Podcast. You could find more information on how we work over at torontolivingswithans.com. Be sure to sign up for our newsletter to get price reports from over 150 different neighborhoods in the city each and every month.
If you got any value, please like, subscribe, and share with your friends. And if you made it this far, thanks for listening.